Galactica 1980 was a short-lived television series that aired in early 1980 as a spin-off to the original Battlestar Galactica. Despite the enthusiasm surrounding its predecessor, the series struggled to capture the same magic and ultimately ended after just 10 episodes. This failure has been attributed to several factors, including creative decisions, production limitations, and a departure from the tone and vision of the original series. This is TV Casualty, Galactica 1980. The premise of Galactica 1980 revolved around the crew of the Battlestar Galactica finally discovering Earth after their long search. Set 30 years after the events of the original series, the show introduced new characters and followed the efforts of Commander Adama and his crew to prepare Earth for the inevitable threat of the Cylons. However, the decision to shift the focus from space battles and science fiction drama to more Earth-bound adventures alienated many fans of the original series. The introduction of time travel, a recurring storyline in which characters attempted to prevent technological interference with Earth's history, further complicated the show's narrative and detracted from its overall cohesion. Budget constraints also plagued Galactica 1980. The original Battlestar Galactica was known for its ambitious production values, which often included elaborate special effects and detailed set designs. However, the spin-off was produced with a significantly lower budget, forcing the creative team to recycle footage, simplify effects, and scale back its scope. This resulted in a show that looked and felt less polished, particularly when compared to its predecessor. Another major issue was the tonal shift toward a younger audience. To meet network demands, Galactica 1980 incorporated child-friendly elements, including the controversial addition of Super Scouts, a group of superhuman children with enhanced abilities. These characters were widely criticized for their campy portrayal and for detracting from the sense of urgency and danger that defined the original series. Similarly, the show's emphasis on moral lessons and educational themes, while well-intentioned, felt out of place in a franchise rooted in epic space opera. The absence of many key actors from the original cast further undermined the show's appeal. Richard Hatch, who played Apollo, and Dirk Benedict, who portrayed Starbuck, did not return for the spin-off. Their absence left a noticeable void, as they were central to the chemistry and charm of the original series. Although Lorne Greene reprised his role as Commander Adama, his presence alone could not compensate for the loss of the beloved characters. Despite its many shortcomings, Galactica 1980 is not without its redeeming qualities. The two-part episode, The Return of Starbuck, which brought back Dirk Benedict's character, is widely regarded as the highlight of the series. This episode, featuring a stranded Starbuck and his interactions with a Cylon, offered a glimpse of the emotional depth and storytelling that fans had come to expect from Battlestar Galactica. Unfortunately, it was an isolated success in an otherwise lackluster series. The legacy of Galactica 1980 is largely one of disappointment, as it failed to live up to the expectations set by its predecessor. However, its existence played a role in keeping the Battlestar Galactica franchise alive during a time of uncertainty. The series remains a curious footnote in the history of science fiction television, remembered more for its flaws than its achievements. For fans of the original series, it serves as a reminder of the challenges faced by creators attempting to expand and evolve beloved stories, and the importance of balancing innovation with respect for what made the original so special.